Welcome to Your Classicals Rhapsody in Black from APM, where we turn up the voices of Black artists in the world of classical music. I'm Vernon Neal. Composer Florence Price moved north from Arkansas twice. First in 1903 to attend the prestigious New England Conservatory. Then in 1927 as part of the Great Northern Migration, also known as the Black Migration. Racial terror lynchings resulted in 6 million Black people fleeing the South. A brutal lynching in Little Rock was the last straw for Florence Price. That's when she moved her entire family to Chicago. Florence knew northern states weren't much better. However, better opportunities were available for Black people. She also knew she had two barriers that kept her music out of the mainstream. She was a woman, and she was Black. When Florence Price entered her symphony in E minor in a composition competition, it won the $500 first prize. That's when she found an ally in Frederick Stock, the conductor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at the time. As he looked over the score, he was so moved, he marched directly to Orchestra Hall in Chicago with score in hand. And Florence Price became the first Black woman to have a symphony played by a major American orchestra. Frederick Stock collaborated with Florence Price on several more premieres of her symphonies. He also encouraged her to write a piano concerto. Her piano concerto moves from one movement to the next with no pause. And Price makes it her own by using call and response, a juba dance, and even introduces stride piano technique that would challenge any pianist. She performed it only once in 1934 at the Chicago Musical College. The piece was soon forgotten. The score was lost until 2009. Some pieces of the score were found in Price's long-abandoned summer home. The rest turned up at an auction house. These fragments were pieced together into a playable score. Decades later, this piano concerto is finally getting the attention it deserves. And so is Florence Price. This is Rhapsody in Black from APM, with technical assistance from Derek Ramirez and support from Julie Amacher, Elizabeth Iverson, Andrea Blaine, Kevin O'Connor, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org or download episodes wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Vernon Neal.